Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 14. Today we have quite a short episode, unfortunately, so we're going to be vamping quite a bit. Unfortunately, we're gonna try and fill as much as we can, but the actual news is very, very, very short. So to begin off, I have Mr. Narmisil with me today.
Howdy dowdy.
And we have Mr. Borador.
Yippee.
And also joining us today is Mr. Nyrus.
Yo.
So, how have you been this past week, guys? What's your gaming news history? How has everything been?
You know, just breaking rocks in the hot sun.
That law, man. They must have got you.
At least I got a sexy hat out of the deal. The quest for the epic pickaxe continues.
And you're talking about Final Fantasy, correct?
Yes, and I believe, if I remember correctly, you're going after an epic hatchet.
Yes, the epic hatchet. I'm mixing in a bit. Trying to cap off my gathering, leveling up my conjurer because I miss healing. And you guys are really... like, well, we need a white mage, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
We do. We need healers so bad. If anybody's listening to this, they should join up on the Adamantoy server and join our free company ASAP. I'll make you free jewelry.
I'm working on it. Don't worry about it.
And I'll give you the cookies.
Cookies!
Don't trust his cookies, people, okay? He says they're chocolate chips, but they're really oatmeal raisin. Borador is the reason I have trust issues.
Damn your chocolate chip.
I thought you liked oatmeal raisin.
He's a phony. Big fat phony.
Phony. Big fat phony.
So anything, have you played anything else there, Narm?
Played anything else? I played on my goldsmith for a while. I played on my carpenter for a while. I played on blacksmith, weaver, leather worker.
To no other games, though?
No, I'm... straight up Final Fantasy, deep in a pit of despair over here.
Okay.
You are welcome, sir, for that pit of despair.
I just had a week off from work on vacation. I spent every waking hour playing this game.
Okay. Wow.
And you have nothing new for the next week, have you?
Hopefully I will be working on a level 50 leather worker because goldsmith will be done.
Cool.
Although the next job is tentative right now. I don't know which one I'm going after.
Ah. All right, Borador, what's up with you?
Well, a certain Narmisil Ravenblood kind of contracted out me for the week, haven't you, Narm?
Yes.
How much shit... What was I contracted to do for you?
Break rocks in the hot sun.
Yeah, mine, all damn week.
God, what a slave master.
Hey, he got a pretty sweet deal out of it. I made him some sexy, shiny earrings.
Shit, it was the high-quality stuff was more what I was interested in, but...
But the earrings were high-quality, too, so it sticks to the contract.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna make money off those high quality earrings.
You're gonna use them to mine me more shit.
Yeah, when I'm 37. I ain't that high yet.
41, unfortunately.
Okay. So that's what you've been doing all week?
Oh, no.
Oh, what else?
Yes. Final Fantasy for most of the week, but I had also jumped onto Path of Exile for a little bit. Just to see how everything was with their, full-blown release, and was quite surprised that it didn't blow up.
Okay. Why don't you
there
go into a little bit of...
There were a lot of freaking people. Holy shit.
Alright, well, after we get through all this, you're actually going to do a little bit of a touch-and-go on, what Path of Exile is and stuff, correct?
Yeah, because I was the only one that wanted to play it.
I baited it a long time ago, but I didn't like it, so.
I love it.
All right, have you played anything else?
Well, I don't love everything, sir.
Yes, wasn't there a particular video game villain that follows you around in the woods you were just talking about that you didn't like?
Yeah, Slender Games. They're stupid. I don't care if anybody gets mad at me. I think they're stupid. Sorry, I need a game of the plot.
Just don't say his name too loud, otherwise he'll hear you and he'll come and get you. Oh, wait, never mind. That was Candlejack. If you say his name, you...
Ha 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 ha, I see what you did there. Very good, very good. Is that anything else, Mr. Bordor?
Nah.
Okay. Well, Mr. Nyrus, what have you been playing?
For the most part, Grand Theft Auto.
So how is your Grand Theft Auto-ing, auto-Grand Thefting...
So far, the online's been pretty good. I mean, occasionally you get stuck in a server where people are just being pains in the asses. But, it's gotten a little bit better. I mean, I have mixed feelings with this. They changed the, now if you do the mission jobs, you, they give you half pay. After you've done it one time, it pays half as much every other time you follow it up, because they figure you know what you're doing on the job and you're going to just be able to breeze through it. But to compensate for it, they lowered the cost of you dying. I mean, if you died out in the open free roam, it was like, in the beginning, it was like $2,000 a shot. Now it's like $200 a shot. And I guess that came from all the people complaining about the fact that it's... People are going broke because other people are being assholes. I mean, you come out of the auto shops and sit there.
Wah, console gamer. Wah.
Oh, shut it. You're going to be playing the damn game if it hits the PC, so.
It will be, but I won't be complaining over losing money. I'll just go grind some monies.
No, that's the thing they're saying, is that they cut the budget, so at first people were annoyed that you still had to pay a lot to die, but they cut the budget.
But basically,
give you guys like $500,000?
Oh, they're like the U.S. government, and they keep promising us a stimulus package, and I still get to see a dime of it.
Yeah, because I thought they were going to compensate players with some in-game currency for the issues they were having.
Supposed to get two waves of $250,000 worth of money added to your thing, but they kept saying all last week it was going to be added at some point during the week, and as of last week, it was not. I haven't played anything today, but...
I had heard that a few people have gotten it.
Well,
so maybe you should get on Grand Theft Auto and get your package stimulated.
That would be fucked up.
Isn't that what, never mind.
Yeah,
that's the entire premise of the game.
Of course. Well, that's the point. It's all about getting shot. In any case, though, it's been so far pretty good. I'm looking forward to seeing how this heist thing's going to work, though. Beyond that, I've played a little bit of War Thunder occasionally. Nothing special with that.
That's cool. And Battlefield comes out next week, correct?
I believe it's tomorrow.
Yeah. And you're going to be playing that, correct?
Not for 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. You're getting the Xbox One version.
Xbox One.
My bad.
Yeah, I had mixed feelings, but I was tempted to go buy it for the...
Oh, thank God you're not an idiot that wants to double dip.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Well, that's good. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I was kind of tempted to buy it for the PC as well, just to play it for 3 weeks.
It should be the platform you're getting it on.
Well, I'm getting an Xbox One because I play with my cousin with Battlefield, and that's what he's getting it for.
Turn him into a man. Build him a computer.
All right, so I guess it's my turn. I tried a little bit of the Marvel game, Lego Marvel. I kind of laughed my ass off on that one. It is actually fun. Though the whole Avengers thing is definitely in there, and I was, obviously, it's going to be in there. I wasn't too big with that because Marvel is more than just the Avengers. But on the lighter side of all of that, it is quite a hilarious thing where Spider-Man constantly, hey guys, I'm here, don't forget about me.
Wah, I'm Spider-Man. Wah, wah.
Well, who's Spider-Man? What? No, I'm kidding.
It's, you know how, like, Spider-Man technically lives in New York and the Avengers took place, the whole movie took place in New York, but because Sony has, or some, whoever owns, I think it's Sony owns, the rights to Spider-Man, they couldn't get Spider-Man for the Avengers and stuff like that. Same thing like X-Men, somebody owns X-Men, they can't get the X-Men rights, even though X-Men is Marvel. And I think Disney does Avengers. So they can't,
yeah,
so they can't get the rights for those two, and so the Avengers will never have those guys, thus making it, it was like a little, you know, I'm here, guys, I can be part of the Avengers too, kind of deal.
Get the hell out, Spider-Man.
Yeah, go have fun with Emma Stone.
I'm really happy because Deadpool shows up quite a bit and stuff like that, and he's in the background and whatnot. I haven't played much of the game and some of the shit.
Is he at least an unlockable character?
I think he's an unlockable, but as I said, I haven't played a lot of it yet, so not 100%. But it was funny. Yeah. Let's see. I haven't tried Batman yet. And even though I have it, I have Batman, but I haven't tried it. And I've played quite a considerable amount of Rocksmith, Rocksmith 2014, which I'll be doing a little bit of a review in a bit after Borador does his review of PoE.
It's not a review. What I'm doing is not a review.
It's not a review. Yeah, it's not a review. He's just giving you some information on it and stuff.
And my personal, you know, just my pros and cons of the game, what I think is good and what I think they need to work on to help give you an informed decision whether you want to try a free game.
Which is a review. it's just not a professional review. This is, but, besides that, Final Fantasy, I picked up another game on my 3DS. It's an older game. It was finally available for download because I couldn't find the actual physical game. Another rhythm game, Rhythm Thief, which is actually pretty cool. I like my rhythm games, so I've been playing that a bit on my off time. Besides that, and Final Fantasy, grinding it out like Narm said earlier. For the next week, I really don't know. I want to try Batman, but I don't know if I get into it or not yet. I'll have to see if I have some time. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So, Border, if you want to go ahead and... Before we continue on, I'm going to put a personal apology out. Sorry about having the episode 13 out so late. I was trying to figure out some music because, again, I said I had a hardware failure. All my music and stuff got deleted, and I figured it would be time, you know, maybe make a little changes and stuff like that. But I wasn't able to get around to all the music, and it sat there, and I was just like, you know what, I'll just put it up. So the next couple episodes, it might actually be a while before I get an episode with some music up again. That's personally, I do apologize about that, but we will get.
Man, and I was super excited for the Super Wub Wub edition.
No, there will. No.
I think me and Sean can improvise with some music, don't you?
No. Anyways, what's it called? So there's that, and between not finding music, and then I actually got sick, so I was out of it for a couple of days. So those are my reasons. Let's see, what do we have next? Borador, go ahead with your Path of Exile.
Okay, well, Path of Exile is an action RPG in the Diablo-esque sense. A lot of people agree with what I'm about to say, and a lot of people don't agree with what I'm about to say. This game is Diablo 2's real sequel. Sorry. It's the way they should have made Diablo 3, in my opinion, every way. Graphically, storyline is a lot darker and, you know, more tragic. And just the combat feels more fluid. Well, the game, besides the game being a free-to-play game, there is a cash shop. But there's nothing in that cash shop that makes the... There's no gear in the pay shop. There's cosmetic pets and cosmetic weapon skills and more bank tabs and all that kind of stuff like that. So everybody's pretty much on an even playing field.
So in other words, it's not pay to win.
No. God, how many classes were there? 7 now, with the Scion being released, I think. 6 or 7.
Okay.
They're doing one, at least they're doing leagues, unlike Diablo. If Diablo was doing leagues, I'd be a lot happier with that. Leagues are an event that runs for a set period of time. Like, this current league that just started was running from, I believe, October 23rd to sometime mid-February, I believe. It's a bunch of challenges. You start a new character, level 1, and go through the entire game during that period, and you have a set amount of challenges to challenges, achievements, whatever, like kill this, like one of the challenges is to kill at least one of every single type of elite in the game. And it's, you know, it's a little competition, something to keep the game from getting boring. If you can complete the challenges in the league before it's over, they actually mail you a t-shirt.
Like,
kind of, yes, like a
physical
real t-shirt. Yes, a real t-shirt from the league event.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had 61 people. This is their second set of leagues. They had one league running during its beta, and that league ended. They had 61 people that actually completed all the achievements. I looked at the achievements, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do some of these without some help.
Hmm.
The other thing that I enjoy, the other thing I like about the game is, if anybody's familiar with Final Fantasy X and the Sphere Grid, they have something kind of similar. It's a passive skill trees. Instead of leveling up and you learning abilities like you do in Diablo, you level up, you get a skill point. And you put the skill point somewhere on the grid that's, you know, connected to where you start, whether it's strength, intelligence, or dexterity. Like, a barbarian starts in the strength section of the skill tree. And you move through, and everything's passive. It's like, oh, 10% more damage, or 10% damage reduction, or, you know, 10 points to strength and whatnot, or, you know, 10% more damage while dual wielding, yada, yada, yada. So the game actually has, you know, people setting themselves up with builds, following certain trees to go in certain ways. Like, I can eventually get my barbarian over into the intelligence tree and start leveling up other, you know, giving him more intelligence and stuff. Because, like, my barbarian can cast fireballs and lightning spells because of the skill system in the game. There's no, like I said, you don't level up and gain skills. You find gems. Skill gems. Think of Final Fantasy VII's materia system. You find these little balls, these little crystals. You put them in the appropriate colored socket on your weapon or armor. Strength being red, dexterity being green, magic being blue. And it gives you the skill, like cleave or lightning ball, you know, a lightning bolt, whatnot. They gain experience, they level up, they get stronger. And then you can go and you can trade them for other things and all that good stuff. The thing to me that stands out with this game that does set it apart from other action RPGs is they took a page out of Diablo 2 with this. There is no gold. If you want to buy something from a vendor, you have to trade. Whether it be Scrolls of Wisdom, Identification Scrolls, Town Portal Scrolls, Blacksmithing Stones. The game uses items as currency.
And I don't...
Like we used to do in Diablo 2. And I know you don't like that too much, but that's what we used to do in Diablo. Because gold meant nothing back then.
As far when I played Diablo, the storyline was all money-based.
No, multiplayer.
See, that's the thing. Multiplayer is separate. If you're buying something... If you're buying something from a vendor, it should still there should still be gold.
But that's the way they you know set that all up into the lore of Path of Exile too, where there is really no, the continent is like a is like abandoned and all refugees, and there is really no monies around, so people trade items for what they need.
Hey, Bordor, I got a wind force for sale, man. 18 stone is a Jordan.
Isn't that a little expensive? I'll give you 15, and I'll take it.
I got a bug docky ring, 30 stones of Jordan.
Oh, God, you're bringing back memories. Stop, please.
I got a...
All okay. In all, I feel that this is, you know, like if Diablo 2 was made in this current generation, Path of Exile is what it would look like, I would hope. Not like the way Diablo 3 looks.
I'm sorry, no. No.
What do you mean, no? I mean dark and bloody and gory. That's...
Oh, but the graphics are terrible.
I meant the aesthetics.
The atmosphere.
Yes, the atmosphere. Like, Diablo 3, I love the game. I enjoyed story. I enjoyed the locations, all that stuff like that. But it just didn't feel right. Like, in Path of Exile, even the ambient sounds give you a little bit of chill in certain areas.
I know what you're getting at, but it's the ambience. It's not as the graphics in Diablo were pretty damn good.
I personally don't like the graphic style. Never did. I think it looks good, but I wasn't happy with it at all.
I think you don't like the ambience.
No,
it's scenery
too,
and stuff.
The colors are too bright.
Yes, the ambience and stuff, the graphics, the way everything looked.
No, I don't like it.
Draw it out and stuff like that.
I don't.
You don't like the scenery.
I never did. No, I mean, I didn't even like the character models. I liked the cutscenes. Those looked really good.
I swear, I should have taped you freaking 5 months ago when the fucking game came out because you were saying the exact opposite thing. Anyways...
5 months ago.
I'm kidding.
To say, isn't it, you know, over a year old?
Yes.
Wait,
it
are
is.
We talking about Diablo?
Yes.
You're giving him complex problems, you know, that's not good.
I know, that's why I kind of just tried to stop.
I think that's about it. I mean,
how's
if
the
you're
customization?
Looking for customization?
Is there any customization?
Character customization? No.
No.
You can't even choose sex. Every class is gender locked, just like Diablo 2.
Okay.
Like the witch is a female, the barbarian is a male, the Templar is a male, Scion is a female.
I did like the stat tree thing with the whole. You have the whole entire fucking that thing is huge.
I know.
I'm sitting there like, which way do I actually go? But yeah, that was definitely a plus.
And the other nice thing about the game is I've played my fair share of it while it was in beta. Now that it's launched, I'll probably play it a little more and see how everything's going. But I looked up builds, and you can't do that in Diablo 3 anymore. I mean, yeah, like, I'm a spin-to-win barb in Diablo 3, but it's such, it's just so easy to get into, get a build in Diablo 3, and in Path of Exile, it takes some work.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find, you need to get yourself certain skill gems and get them leveled up to a certain level and go down the right tree, you know, the right pathway with your leveling, so you get the appropriate passives. And I missed that in Diablo 3. I missed getting skill points and allocating them and everything. They made the game, they dumbed that down, and that really made me sad.
Do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, if you're in the market for a game that ain't gonna cost you a penny, try it out. You got nothing to lose.
It's definitely worth a try. I didn't like it. I thought it was nothing like Diablo 2, to be honest. I didn't like the whole interface with when you actually go into town and you see everyone. It didn't feel
right.
That didn't
bother me much.
It wouldn't bother me. It just didn't feel right.
Or is it because that the town hubs is the only place where you see other players, unless you're grouped with them?
I don't know what it was. It just didn't feel right. It could have been that. It could have been the reason why, like, there was nobody there until you actually got into a town. It does have its points. Like I said, it is a solid game. It does play very well. I didn't like the whole trading item thing that wasn't, you know, there was no actual currency. I had to use items, and which means I have to farm items to trade, and it's just, you know, I need those items and shit like that. I just, you know, just wasn't into that part of it. But, you know, my cup of tea is different than yours. So, as I said, it is a solid gameplay, so. That's how I felt.
Why? That's why I'm the one that takes these leaps.
Oh, and that's the other thing. I played the time that I played compared to the time that Borador played was months in difference. I played early, like super early beta, like the second it came out in beta is when I played. So they could have had. I haven't played it recently, which maybe I should take a look at it again. But yeah, he played it. Quite a while after I did, so yeah, probably it could have been like a totally different game. So with that, I'll go into the review for Rocksmith 2014. As I said, I played Rocksmith 2014, and I actually played quite a bit of it. Like my blisters got wow. There's blisters
got fingers?
Yeah, there's blisters on me fingers. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
There you go.
Thank you. So the first you could actually ask Narmacil, you can Narmacil and Nyrus will actually tell you. The first night I was like, oh, I'm going to try out Rocksmith. And actually, after I finally got it working and stuff, because, you know, I have stuff on my computer that Rocksmith doesn't like. After Raptor. I got it. No. Apparently, Rocksmith does not like USB headsets.
Really?
Yeah. Never liked it from the beginning either, so you have to change settings and shit like that. It's just a pain in the fucking ass.
Skiddly-doo! Explosions!
So, when I finally got it working and everything, and I told him, hey guys, I'll see you, because another thing that it doesn't like is having any type of other system playing in the background with sound or voice. It takes control of your entire sound system, mic and headset, so nobody can hear or speak to you when you're like in a voice chat. But yeah, it's besides the few little things. I said I was gonna be gone for a little bit, and it winds up being 4 or 5 hours, maybe 3, but something along that lines. It was quite a bit of time from when I said I was going, to what I said I was going to be gone for, to when I actually got back.
Nobody talk to me. I'm jamming, and I'm in the zone. Wee-diddly-wee!
So you were playing a few Dream Theater albums. Got it.
They, from the first game, from the, and you know what? I can't even qualify it as a game anymore. But I will, for the lack of sense, from the first game to this game, there have been, they literally listened to the community. They did a great job with all the refinement and everything they did. It is just absolutely a wonderful learning tool. There's no actual campaign kind of storyline kind of leveling up like the first one had anymore. You just go in and pick the song that you want to play. They have recommendations that they recommend you how to play and stuff based on where they kind of feel where you need improvement, and stuff like that. When you first start off the game, it recommends the easiest song. They refine the whole mastery mode. It's not anymore where you 100%, you don't even have to 100% the song. You just have to get to the highest level. In the old game, you have to get to the highest level of each section of the song. And then you unlock the mastery. Oh, and then score 100,000 points. And then you unlock the mastery mode for that. Which you just have to, they give you the song and you try and play it by memory. It's not like that anymore. They totally redid that whole thing. They totally redid how to teach you your fundamentals in learning guitar, what a slide is, what a harmonic is, what a chord is, things like that. They have a whole chord book so you can sit there and learn all your chords now. Like the Guitarcade is totally revamped. The song selection, they've got some good songs, but it's not like I have to wait for the DLCs to come out, the extra songs. The original songs that were on the Rocksmith one, I seem to have like, oh, I would rather play this one a lot more than this one. You know, I'd sit there and play this song over and over and over again because I enjoyed it. And I haven't found the song yet that is going to keep me hooked on 2014 yet.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, this game's objective, besides having fun, it's an educational tool.
It's to teach you how to play a electric guitar.
Yes. Now, do you remember how to play any of the songs from the original Rock Band? Like, can you pick up your guitar right now and start, you know, playing Sweet Home Alabama or whatever without seeing anything on the screen?
First of all, Sweet Home Alabama was a bitch to play.
I didn't even know it was in the game. I was just making, I couldn't think of a name, so I thought it was Sweet Home Alabama.
Yes, Sweet Home Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama. That was a perfect thing. Sweet Home Alabama is not in the game. It was in the first one, I believe. I can't remember if it was an initial one or if it was a DLC, though. I want to say it's a DLC, but I could be wrong. That was a fucking terrible song. But no, any of the songs on the first Railer Rocksmith, besides maybe the one Evanescence song. At the one point that I actually, that was the one song that I actually played through and was able to get a certain amount of into the mastery mode. That was the only song that I ever had any part of memorized. But it was very, very basic. It was literally like three notes or something like that. But
so the game is still not doing its job for you. Got it.
That was Rocksmith 1. 2014, though, does a very, very, very good job with it. There in Rocksmith the first, when you pick a song, you got to choose whether you wanted to play a single note arrangement, a chord arrangement, or a combo arrangement, something along that lines. There is none of that anymore. You are literally tossed into the full-fledged song, and they teach you, they step you up step by step in learning this. So where in the first game I would sit there and just play single notes because they were easier, there is no playing just single notes anymore. I am kind of forced to learn the chords. And being forced to learn the chords and everything in the songs have made me progress. I feel more comfortable playing chords now. Memorization-wise, not so much. It's really early to actually learn and memorize any of it. I'm still kind of leveling up my guitar ability, but I definitely feel within. It came out Tuesday. I got it on Wednesday. From Wednesday until this Monday, which today is, I feel a lot more confident. It's definitely got me going, and I want to see where it goes from here. I want to see how everything is, because I haven't even touched into everything, because there's score mode, and stuff like this, other modes that I haven't messed around with yet.
And I'm sure the question that
wait, Narmusel, go.
And I'm sure the question that Borador is dying to ask: have you picked up any chicks yet because of this?
No,
I'm not gonna happen.
As I said, I'm very, very, like, I wouldn't even stream it because I'm very self-conscious with it, unfortunately. It's just something that until I feel I'm at a decent amount of skill, a decent amount. I'm not even saying, like, until I know I can play a song pretty decently, I won't show anyone. I haven't even, like, showed family very much either. It's just something that I felt like trying to do because I wanted to learn from when I was a kid. Okay, Borador.
Now, I have two questions.
Okay.
First, can you do bass?
Yes, you can play bass, and you can also, on top of lead guitar, you can play rhythm guitar.
Okay, second question. Multiplayer support?
I don't know if there is multiplayer support. Rocksmith 1 had multiplayer, but it was only, like, going at it, like, I play part of the song, you play part of the song. I'll look that up as we continue on. Was there any other questions?
No, that's it.
One of the other local co-op. There is local co-op.
You get all this online streaming stuff nowadays. You could actually link in with people and play an actual concert. Well, not a concert, but you know what I mean. You can just play across.
Yeah. I honestly don't know how the co-op would work, to be 100%. There is another mode, which is it was kind of cool. It's definitely cool. It's definitely something that you have to mess around with and fine tune and know how to play a guitar before you really, really, really utilize it to the highest. Messed around to actually get the best out of it. You need to know how to play guitar. You know, need to know how to play your chords. I messed around with it and it's cool. I forgot exactly what it's called, but I'm going to call it Jam Session. Basically, they added something to the game where you can pick a virtual band. So I can get rock drums, I can get basic drums, I can get metal drums, I can get a metal bass, I can get a country bass, a blues bass, pianos, and I can make myself a band. And then I go in and I can pick their kind of tempo and where they play and how fast they play and their beats per minute and things like that and such and such and such. So you get into the nitty gritty and you can basically kind of figure out what they're going to be playing. And then you go in and you just start freaking wailing out. You do whatever you want. You can sit there and strum one note. It doesn't care. It will try and base itself off of what you play. and it will like I'm just sitting there and I'm going like 3-4 notes just doing this thing, and I'm like, oh, this is, dude, this is awesome. Like, they're just freaking, and I'm just like, yeah. And as I said, like, I wasn't even really trying to do anything fantastic, but it made me sound fantastic. It was really cool how they did it. And then you start, like, if you know how everything changes when you go into like the chorus or whatever. So you get your bass down and your basic, and then you switch the notes and they all switch with you. And then you go back and it goes back to the, you know, it bases off of what you play. So it was definitely something cool, and I was just like, yeah, this is awesome.
So in other words, it's an ego booster.
No, it's meant, it's, I don't know if it's meant more like inspiration for those who are trying to learn how to play guitar and be like in a band or something like that, or if it's just like, oh, let me see if I can, you know, make some music, like actually make my own music kind of thing. Because to be honest, that mode, it's just to have some fun, the free play, you know, to have instead of just, you know, having your guitar, you can make music with just a guitar, but it's not a band without more than one. So now you have a virtual band, and I think it's a cool addition. It definitely it's not an ego booster. It just sounded really awesome.
Well, for you, it might be.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, this is awesome. Let's keep, you know, that, you know, and but I knew to anyone outside of my headphones that it probably sounded like fucking crap, because they couldn't hear the drums, they can't hear the guitar because it's going through my headset. Yeah.
But that still sounds awesome.
Yeah,
So when are you gonna sit down and give us a little show there?
Yeah.
What? I'm not gonna be mean. I'd probably love to see you freaking sitting there strumming a guitar.
It's
kidding me?
As
Matt,
you know,
see people strum anything.
To be honest, I would love to get to the point where I'd feel comfortable. I just don't. That's a personal thing. I mean, I showed a few people a few songs from the first one that I felt comfortable with. I just have to feel comfortable with the song, and there's no song. The other thing is, they actually finally added a mode in that I would like, that I really liked, and I think it's called session mode, where you could sit there and say, okay, I want to play for X amount of minutes. 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, you know, anything in between those.
And it picks one Dream Theater song for you in that time frame.
And it'll sit there and pick the songs out for you, and you play a random set of songs for that amount of time.
Dude, if he played a Dream Theater song, he wouldn't have blisters on his fingers. He wouldn't have fingers.
Dude, the first, I played so much the first night that I felt like my fingers were fucking gonna bleed. But since then, it took a day to get calluses on my freaking pointer finger on my left hand. So, today, like, I can play. What's really killing me now is trying to get used to the guitar weight again. So.
What kind of guitar you got, anyway?
Epiphone. It's the one that came with the Rocksmith 1. Epiphone Jr. Yep.
Packaging a guitar with the sequel?
I don't know if they have a guitar guitar bundle. Anybody who is getting it, who has a guitar, I'm pretty sure, as long as an electric and it has a pickup, you can play it. You just need the actual special wire, the Realtek wire. I forgot what they call it. Realcade wire, something like that. It's a special wire that comes with the game. And then you could just plug it in and play.
Miss the Rock Band days.
Oh, this is a lot better, man. This is
I know.
Real instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, but you know, just everybody sitting down, you know, everybody together in one place, and just, you know.
Oh yeah, that's definitely fun. Different.
Carpal tunnel.
But great, I can't. I just got wave of mutilation stuck in my head.
The only problem is, and I actually recently did this. I actually went to play some Guitar Hero again, and I used to be able to play it on expert, and I sat there and I played a song that I forgot. It was on Rocksmith, and it was freaking retardedly hard on. And I'm just sitting there like, the actual song isn't even close to being this hard. And I just, you know, I used to play all that on expert, and I used to be able to like close my eyes and play behind my back and all that other great shit, and it just really turned me off now because I can actually play the song, and you know, I can't actually play Guitar Hero or anything anymore because I learned how to actually really play it. So
substitute only seems nice until you have the real thing, and then it's like, what the hell am I going back to?
Yeah, I mean, it is an arcade game, so they have to make it a little bit difficult. It does make sense that it's only 5 buttons, so let's make it a little bit more difficult and stuff like that. So, but as for a learning thing, I definitely suggest getting it. There will be slew and tons of DLC. There was tons of DLC for the original one. Along with that, they've already announced that you can transfer the disc, the first game's songs to this one. I think Steam has it for $10, the transfer. And they've already got 3 DLCs up. So, yeah. Anything else that anybody wants? Oh. One big major thing is there's not just like the first DLC, the first Rocksmith only had standard E chords and drop D. That's no longer. They have a string set for like every song. If the string was set, I'm not a professional guitarist. I'm nowhere near a professional guitarist. I don't know the proper the termage for any of this stuff. But if you have your E standard and your drop D. Now they have like E flat drop D and all this other great crap that like every song I'm freaking changing my tunage or whatever it's called, my strings. It's in a way it's great, in a way it sucks because it takes more time out of playing, but definitely gives you a more realistic feel than playing off key. That's the other great thing. You no longer have to sit there and strum your guitar to make sure it's tuned every song. If you play one E standard and you go to another E standard, it'll just let you play. You don't have to do that whole do 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 do. Yeah. So I definitely I'm not gonna give it a rating yet because it's, you know, I can't even, to be honest, I can't give it a rating. I can't give Rocksmith 2014 a fair rating because it's a learning tool and something like Rosetta Stone. You know,
or
teaching
Matt
music
Lester.
Anything, you know, it may work for me but it may not work for you because you might need somebody to actually sit there and help you move your fingers, show you, you know, this is the correct way of holding the guitar, this is, you know, you might need the one-on-one. I obviously don't need that one-on-one. I could do it this way. Because it's a learning technique, I can't give it a rating because it's not meant as a game. It's meant to be a fun way of learning an electric guitar. And the other thing is, I've also heard that you can use an electric violin to play.
What?
Yeah, I've heard that you could actually use an electric violin to play the game.
Get some Apocalyptica going on,
dude.
Get some Lindsey Stirling going on.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to begin to fathom because that just holding your hand up and your neck down and your other arm up for that long, that just...
All while watching the TV to see where the notes are.
Oh my god, I would
die. So your
die.
Eyes would be pointing up.
I would die. Die. Just die.
But can you imagine rocking out to Dragonborn comes?
No, that would be awesome. So yeah, if you guys have any questions on Path of Exile or Rocksmith 2014, feel free to email us, funtimesgaming@gmail.com. We'll go into our unfortunate little tiny bit of news that we have. Everything's already been announced. There's nothing new that's going on. You might hear like, oh, this game gets delayed, or that game gets delayed, or this bundle's coming out, or that bundle's coming out. We're not going to have a big news segment anymore. It might actually come up to the point where we might have to do one every 2 weeks instead of one every week, depending on how much goes on. So bear with us. That's why we've been filling up with reviews and stuff like that. We'll have reviews and everything. So there's going to be content. It just depends on how much and what goes on. So we do have some news, starting off with Mojang. Their game Scrolls has been kind of tossed around that they might be looking into a free-to-play structure. Any thoughts or anything on that one?
Wasn't that like the same thing they did with Minecraft, where if you buy it now, you own it for the rest of your life, regardless of how much the price increases?
Correct. That's how they started out with it. Basically,
that seems like kind of a raw deal for people who've already paid money for it.
Yeah, me being one, but they'll probably give you some kind of way to, they'll give you like in-game currency or something like that. Oh, you bought the game, here's some in-game currency now that we're free to play.
It's got to have something to do with Hearthstone. Hearthstone's the only other CCG out there besides Magic.
No, as far as what I've heard was that, and you also forgot about Magic the Gathering Online.
That's what I just said, Magic.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the EQ one, too.
What was it?
New Earth? Norath? Norath? I think there was one built into EverQuest 2.
Yes, there is, and it was built into EverQuest as well.
So, yeah. I think, and I agree with the article I read, was that it had its first initial popularity boost, and then it had a little bit more, and sales are tapering now. It's kind of to like where it's not getting many more sales or anything like that. So they're thinking about a free to play. They're just not selling anything. I don't think it has anything to do with any other game, because they have freaking gold lined wallets already. I don't think they care really much about money.
Oh, I think they do.
I don't think so. Not so much.
I don't know. Once a company gets a taste of lots and lots of monies, they want lots and lots of monies. And if something like, look at Squeenix, for crying out loud, they said that Tomb Raider and Sleeping Dogs and another game was a failure because it sold. Like Tomb Raider, I think that it sold like 3 million units worldwide, and they wanted 10 million, so they deemed it a failure.
I don't know about... I didn't get to play much of the Tomb Raider, but...
Oh, it was... It was great. It was a really
Sleeping Dogs good, was amazing.
I know, and they deemed Sleeping Dogs a failure.
I love Sleeping Dogs.
And it sold a few million copies. Just because it sold, like, let's say 2 million instead of 4.8 million, they deemed it a failure. It didn't make them money.
Well, either way, it has the possibility of becoming a free-to-play. So the next bit of news is Google has taken its steps into mod-making for Minecraft. They built a mod pack that will help players about... quantum mechanics, including things as quantum mechanics, yeah, quantum entanglement.
Who the hell wants to learn quantum mechanics in a video game?
Oh, well.
Mass Effect.
Evil Genius.
So, yeah, Google has taken a step into the mod making for Minecraft. They have built a mod pack. They had built a mod pack that's teaching quantum physics to those of who want to learn.
That's cool.
they in addition to individual players, let's see, that about here. They call it QCraft, and I'll just read right from the website. QCraft is a mod that brings the principles of quantum physics to the world of Minecraft. We've done our best to create something that we hope will be fun to experiment, build, and play with, while also introducing players to the fascinating and in the context of the macro world we inhabit. Counterintuitive way that quantum entitles interact. Okay. That sounded weird, but QCraft is not a simulation of quantum physics. This is version 1 after all. But it does provide analogs that attempt to show how quantum behaviors are different from everyday experiences.
In addition, it's quantum entanglement.
Yeah, quantum entanglement is one of them. They do like two or three different other ones too. In addition to individual players, we hope that parents and educators who want to introduce quantum physics concepts to curious kids will find it useful. It is freely available. Yeah, so that's what that's about.
Yeah, those educators, unless they play Minecraft on a regular basis, are not going to be able to get that mod to work.
Oh, actually, it is part of the Feed the Beast.
Feed the Beast.
It's part of the Feed the Beast Unleashed mod pack.
Oh God.
So our next bit of news is Dark Matter. Dark Matter, a game that was recently released on GOG and Steam.
I almost bought it.
Seems to be causing quite a stir. Players are in a bit of an outrage. This is due to the actual sudden end of the game. Basically, you're playing along the game and you enter a door and it's just like game over.
It's not game over.
No. It's like game over. It actually says you have beaten the game. Afterwards, what had happened was people were contacting the developer and they were saying, I guess they're like changing WTF. Their little words. The devs are like, oh, we decided to make it episodic. So depending on how well this one does, we'll see if we have another one, which kind of, to me, feels like they're just trying to siphon more money out, because as far as also what I've heard from other sources are saying that it's the same exact gameplay that was in the alpha build. Nothing has changed. So therefore, if you put all that together, what was that?
I copied and pasted. There's a notification on Steam now with it.
Oh, so Steam has something on it now?
There is a notice on the bottom, or right after the imaging, right before the about game. It says notice. And currently there are known issues at the end of the game. The developer is aware of the issue and they are working on a patch as a solution.
So as of when I wrote the note, the notes for this episode, there was nothing on Steam. GOG has already changed their...
GOG pulled it.
No, they changed the... They didn't pull it. They were offering refunds and they changed
Steam's
the description.
Pulled it.
Steam has pulled it.
It is not available. It has no price tag.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you can add a wish list. You can add it to your wish list. You can't actually buy it.
And from what I heard, if you go on GOG and you click the link, it gives you a 404 error or whatever it is. You can't
maybe
view the page.
Maybe that's I know they as of this they changed when I wrote the notes they had changed the description to half of a gripping story, like in big giant bold letters, and they were offering refunds, so it looks like there's more going on in the story of Dark Matter.
Well, from what I had heard was I can't remember which came first, but what you said was part of what I heard. The other thing I had heard was that they ran out of money. They wanted to release this bit to get some money up, to get some capital up to finish the game. That's what Steam Early Access is for. Why do a full-blown release of a completely unfinished game?
Again, trying to swindle. I feel like they were trying to swindle people. I watched a video on somebody playing the game. It was like part 10 or whatever, and
the game ends like 4 hours in. How the hell can you have a part 10?
I don't know what it was. It looked like it was part 10, but I don't know if it's part 10. But he was playing the game, and he's like, okay, let's continue. And he continues on, and he goes this way, and it blocks off, and he goes back, and there's a door, and there was nothing that happened. No fighting, no nothing. And he went through the door, and it was game over. And he's just like, what the fuck? This is it? There's nothing else? What the hell? He's like, well, this was an awesome game. Now don't get the game. You know, he was just like totally taken aback. So.
Yeah, but see, if the developer really is true, ran out of money, they could have just put the thing up for early access, said, look, we've run out of money. The game's not finished. You know, with your help, you know, we might be able to, you know, finish this off. So I think they were a failed Kickstarter.
But one, yes, they could have done that. Two, they could have said, hey, look, you know, this is, instead of just putting out a description of the game, actually putting out the freaking saying, hey, look, this is part one, and just not ending the game and thinking that it's ended, and then changing their minds at the end. You know,
I don't think it was originally meant to be episodic gameplay.
Yeah, it was damage control. It was definitely damage control. I don't think they even have a plan to make a second episode. I very much think it's definitely damage control.
Hi, Jack.
Damage control. That's a polite way of just saying it's just a load of bullshit.
Pretty much. Why'd you say hi, Narmazel?
You just ran past
me. He probably ran past you.
Wait, I'm still in the game? I closed down Final Fantasy.
Yeah, he did log out.
Some female Mihote archer with a Forest Guardian tag just ran past me.
I'm not in my archer.
Ah, Carolina Flint. New Grindania.
Ah.
I was about to say, I'm playing my Kajura. Anyways. See, that's what you get. So a little good news for anybody playing who has Cube World. A lot of people were getting.
Do tell.
A lot of people.
I play Cube World. Do tell.
Would you stop fucking cutting me off?
Sorry, honey. I got a little excited.
Yeah, a lot of people were getting a little bit worried because there hasn't been any updates or any news, but they have said that there is an update, and it is in current in development, though they don't have any date available for it. They're doing a bunch of different things. They're testing this new update. They're adding some different things in. They're changing the UI a bit, or having the option to change the UI. They're adding some new monsters in. I think it's like two new enemies. They're making the early game easier and the end game harder. Early levels. They're making it easier for the early levels and harder for the higher levels and stuff like that.
Oh, but that's what I loved. I loved how hard it was in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, they were saying it didn't scale correctly. It was very hard at the beginning and very easy at the ending, or higher levels. So they're twisting that around. They are also in what's it called? They're trying to find a larger apartment for their studio so they can, because of the expanding game and stuff like that. So they're in the middle of a move as well. So,
do you mind if I say something?
Go ahead.
People, gamers, you know, whatever. Do your research before you, try to do your research before you buy a game like Cube World that, you know, where they say, oh, this game's, you know, going to be a beta release, alpha release, whatever. I got this game when it became available for its alpha because I was interested in it. But I also did my research and I realized that this is a husband and wife team with maybe few other people, not a very large team. These people have regular full-time jobs. I know, even I've been kind of, you know, itching for an update, but I know that they have their own lives to do. Like, this whole them moving to a new for a new studio is probably they need to get a new apartment.
No, they
for them
don't.
To live in.
They straight out said no? They straight out said they need a new apartment.
Them to live in.
Probably. It said an apartment because they need more room for their studio kind of thing. So,
yeah. So, you know,
not only are they expanding the actual company that does this game, they're probably expanding their place to live as well to compensate for whatever's going on, you know, like a nice little computer room and stuff so they can do all this shit instead of probably like their living room and their bedroom.
For all we know, Pixie could be pregnant.
Something like that. But,
you know,
yes.
It's just do, you know, when you're going to jump in, like, I got the, what's it called, State of Decay on Steam Early Access. I'm still waiting for them to add in the mouse and keyboard support, and it's been, what, over a month now, maybe? I'm not getting mad. Like, I've been browsing. I've browsed the forums, and there's been just some absolute asshole rage on their forum page. It's like, well, why? Just wait. Be patient. Calm the hell down, children.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, it's not like that's a AAA title with a full-blown, you know, 20, 30 or plus developers working on patches and working on updates and working on bug fixes. There may be 5 people working on this game, maybe 10, maybe not even that many. Could be just him and his wife. Could be just Wally and his wife. Just be patient. And do your research before you get, you know, an early access game if you can. Or go on the YouTubes and find somebody that's gotten early access that's been able to put up, you know, YouTube videos and whatnot. Do your, you know, do your research before you get a game.
I'm sorry, Borador. What were we supposed to do?
Research.
What's the research?
Thanks, Borador, for all that.
Well, I'm sorry. It's just, you know, seeing all that rage got me flustered and I've been wanting to vent on it.
I don't think it was many people, like, really getting mad about it. I think it was just, like, they haven't heard anything for a while, so, you know. That's what it is. And they made an announcement, and there is an update, and it's going swimmingly, as I said. They're just in the middle of doing some things, and unfortunately, we'll have to wait for it. Minecraft's version 1.7 launched this past week.
And broke every other mod in the game.
Yeah. Again, this update added the new world gen with the extra biomes and apparently a super secret button that changes certain things and makes things all
a
like
super
different.
Secret button.
Yeah, it actually says super secret button or super secret button or something like that. And
in the options menu?
Yeah, in the options menu, and it changes like the way everything looks. Like you can have inverted colors and flashy colors and things like that. My brother was showing me and it looked retarded. I don't know why they added it in there, but yeah, it's in there. Titanfall is getting a release date of March 11, 2014. The PC specs for Call of Duty Ghost are now announced.
God, help us all.
It does require a 64-bit computer. You cannot... Cannot play it on a 32-bit, and honestly, that's because of the memory, which I'll get into. I believe these. I don't know if this is the minimum or the required, or like the minimum required or the recommended. It was just like put out there, but it's looking like it's the minimum, which is a Intel Core 2 Duo 2.6 GHz or an AMD Phenom X3 8750 2.4 GHz or better. 6 GB of RAM, and that's the reason why you need a 64-bit because of the 6-bit of RAM, because the 32-bit only recognizes about 3.75. So since it's over that, you need a 64-bit. 40 gigabytes of hard drive space.
Damn.
Yeah, seriously. I saw that and I was like, fuck.
Not fucking textures.
Yeah. Because, you know, we all know it's not for anything spectacular. You need a NVIDIA GeForce GTS 450 or an ATI Radeon HD 5870 or better. DirectX capable sound card, DirectX 11, and a broadband sound card. Yeah, you don't need a sound card. It's just like something.
Yeah. So
that
why the hell would they put that in there?
It just needs to have the capability of running DirectX sound. And a broadband internet connection for Steam and online multiplayer. So those are your requirements. The last bit of news that we have is the Golden Joystick Awards. So everything has been announced and everything. So let's go into what has been picked out.
Did anybody vote in the joysticks?
I have.
But you vote for Succeed?
Some of them have. And most of them have not, to be honest. Because I picked a lot of the ones that I knew weren't going to be winners. Like, I picked seriously. I picked what I thought.
You picked the underdogs.
No,
I picked what you liked.
I picked what I liked. And I knew they were going to be underdogs. But, you know. I always pick things I like. For the best newcomer was the Last of Us, which, to be honest, as far as I've heard, no, I don't own a PC, and no, I haven't played it. But for what I've heard, it definitely
you do
deserves
own a PC.
A PS3.
Oh, I thought you said PC.
If I said PC, I do apologize. PS3. But from what I've heard, that game definitely deserves that one. That it was apparently like this. It was really, really good. For Most Wanted, it would be Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, which I voted for. The Best Indie Game, which is Mark of the Ninja, which I've also voted for.
The game was hilariously fun.
Best visual design was BioShock Infinite.
Oh.
Best multiplayer was Payday 2. Best gaming moment was Far Cry 3 with the definition of insanity. Wow, I don't know why I couldn't pronounce that. Studio of the year was Naughty Dog. Innovation of the year was Oculus Rift. Best storytelling was The Last of Us. Best online game was World of Tanks, and I don't know where that came from. Best handheld game was Assassin's Creed 3 Liberation. Bull fucking shit.
I meant what?
Exactly. If a PS Vita game fucking wins, that's retarded because Nintendo has 30 times as much fucking shit. Fire Emblem was 10 times better than that shit. Sorry. My opinions. YouTuber Game of the Award, which Yogscast wins, and
yay!
I have to honestly say, I watched one of their videos and I got really pissed off at him.
Why?
There was a game that they were playing about like picking up you're like this phone call guy, or it's like the same call every day. I forgot what the game was actually called. I get this call every day or something like that, and it just. The way they played the game and the answers they were choosing, and they were actually trying to seriously play, and they kept getting the wrong answers and stuff, and I was just like flipping out. I had to turn off the fucking game.
I love the Yogscast.
They were terrible. They were just terrible. They had no common sense in that one. It was terrible.
But they never do. That's what's great about them.
No, it looked like they were trying to be stupid, and that pisses me off. But I don't know. Best gaming platform, hand down, Steam, which won that award. Best. Of course, it was like Steam, Xbox Live, PlayStation Mobile, or PlayStation whatever, and their Nintendo eShop. Fucking Steam, hands down. Best mobile tablet game was XCOM: Enemy Unknown. Game of the year was Grand Theft Auto 5. Activision's Call of Duty is now in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
And Mr. Kevin Levine has earned a lifetime achievement. Levine, Levine, whatever, however you pronounce his name. So, to all.
You know, he used to write Cheers episodes. You know this, right?
So, to all those people and all those games, developers, and anybody who had a hand in any of that, congratulations. You all worked hard to get to where you were and earn these awards. So, congrats. And to all you assholes who picked Assassin's Creed 3 Liberations as the best handheld game, I hope you fucking die in a fire.
And we just lost like 6 listeners.
Nah, I understand where it comes from. Everybody has their own opinion, and unfortunately, you know, some things tend to get the one up over other more deserving things.
I mean, like, look politics. At me. I mean, look at me. Personally, I'd rather have a Sony handheld over a Nintendo handheld, but that's my preference. I've had Nintendo handhelds for decades now, and I'm sick of them.
To be honest, if the Vita had enough games on it, I would probably pick up a Vita.
Well, but the Vita has Monster Hunter. What else do you need?
That's the
system seller. Wait, it does?
The
new one?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah. So does the Wii U.
Nah, I wouldn't.
I know, I wouldn't.
Right now.
But I'm just...
I'd have to find it and we're done with the new segment. Never mind. I was going to say there was something about Phantasy Star Online probably never coming over to the United States, but eh.
What?
Yeah. It's localized. It has English localization, but it... Google it.
No, I wanted that game.
So do I. And a lot of people are speculating that it just might stay in Asia and then never come to the... to the West. Like, not even, like, Europe West, just Asia. Which would make me sad, too. That, you know, Star's a good game.
I have so many childhood memories. I used to play that shit on, like, I was the only person that had, like, the freaking GameCube broadband shit. They used to play soccer. Yep. In the freaking lobby, like, on hours and hours, just listening to Linkin Park.
I got you beat. I used to play Phantasy Star Online on the dial-up Dreamcast.
Oh, I used to play it on the Dreamcast as well, but I played I played more of it on the GameCube because I was older.
Dreamcast lasted a month and then it broke.
I had my first online girlfriend on Final Fantasy.
You mean Phantasy Star.
Yeah, I had my first online girlfriend on Phantasy Star through the GameCube.
And I assume that's one of your prouder moments in life.
No. Not really.
I'm also assuming that was probably your first online boyfriend.
Oh, burn.
No, I actually talked to her and shit, so. Fuck you, I was Playboy when I was a kid. I actually got her number and I talked to her on the phone. Booyah, bitch! Too bad I can't do that now.
Yeah, you kind of get arrested for that shit.
I didn't mean to underage.
I don't think that's where he was going with that, but okay.
I was not going that way. Because, now I want to play it.
Like I said, from what I understand, it's just, like, unconfirmed rumors.
Man...
But there's got to be more to it, because it was on a particular podcast that, you know, would have done a little, would have done their research before they would announce, say something like that.
I know. I want Phantasy Star.
Me or Jack just sound like a 5-year-old.
Yep. Yeah.
That's... I used to love...
Yeah, you could play with your Pokeballs, though, for now.
No! Phantasy Star is always... No.
That's like a 5-year-old. Are you still wearing the top hat and mustache, too?
No, I'm not.
That'd be hilarious.
I stripped out of that. Like,
excuse me, sir. I must ask you a question.
Shut up. I mean, you can shave it for later. I'm upset now. Thank you, Mr. Borador, for upsetting
me. I'm sorry. I didn't think it would upset you that much.
Dude, like, I don't know what it is, but why am I saying it? Because I've been playing Final Fantasy. Phantasy Star has, like, this... It's... I don't know. It's one of those games that, even though Pokemon has been, like, throughout my whole life, Phantasy Star, I just like, I don't know. It's just something that's in... It was probably my first... It was my first MMO that I played and paid for myself, even though I did chores to pay for the game so I can get my subscription and stuff. And I just used to play hours and hours, and that online girlfriend probably had, you know, a little bit of something to keep me in the mood. And I can honestly, if I ever sat there and played Phantasy Star episodes 1 and 2, the second I would get into certain areas, the Linkin Park Meteora CD would just be playing in my head, because I used to listen to that song playing that game on, like, if I listen to that CD at all anytime now, I instantly think of that game. It's like so entwined together. But yes, there was one other bit of news.
Don't ever say that.
I don't give a crap about that news, because it had Call of Duty responses to it, and I don't fucking care.
Huh?
Well, apparently Call of Duty was giving away some freaking early release games at a booth, and they were giving them, like, I don't know, like 500 copies at their booth, and something like that, and they were doing it like first come first serve, and then all of a sudden, like, everybody, it started off nice and calmly, and of course, you know, as the line went on, people were getting more and more anxious, so people started you know, pushing and shoving their way and slapping and breaking, and their whole, like, entire fucking booth got destroyed. Yeah, so that's what happened there. But yeah, so with that, everyone, check us out on Facebook, catch us on Twitter, you know the spots, if not, you know, /funtimesgaming, @funtimesgaming, Steam, FTG Random Jack, FTG Borador, FTG Narmasil. Email us questions, anything like that. If you want us to do a subject topic, especially since news is going to start dying down a little bit, hit us up on funtimesgaming@gmail.com. If there's a specific game that you would like me to, or one of us to review, I will definitely take a look, and maybe if it is in my gaming repertoire, because I own tons of games, you can also email me that, and I'll do a review on any of those. Or one of us will. Something like that. Yeah, so with that, have a good one, Internet.
Later, players.
I don't know what to say. Goodbye, everybody.
What, no heed the crystal's call?
I don't know.
Farewell.